MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Mass evacuations underway ahead of Hurricane Milton's arrival this week. It's now a Category 4 storm with winds of 155 miles an hour. ABC's Victor Oquendo is in Sarasota, where people are trying to get to safer ground.
It is hard to find, but this gas station in Sarasota, they still have some fuel left. They tell me they fully expect to run out today, and they aren't sure when the next shipment is coming. They also called Monday a record day. Now, you will definitely see those long lines at gas stations throughout Florida. Officials say currently there is no fuel shortage and more is on the way.
Milton is expected to make landfall tomorrow night or early Thursday. The Israeli military says it has killed a senior Hezbollah commander in a strike on Beirut, the militant group's acting leader promising more fighting against Israeli troops in southern Lebanon. Vice President Harris appearing on 60 Minutes, insisting despite Republican opposition, if she is elected, she could get her economic proposals through Congress. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin today. He's talking about his administration's progress in replacing lead pipes in Milwaukee and creating good-paying jobs. It's Biden's second visit to Wisconsin since dropping out of the presidential race. He was here in September to talk about new investments in rural electrification and other infrastructure. The nation's agriculture secretary says Liz Cheney's endorsement to Wisconsin last week sends a message to Republicans thinking of voting for Kamala Harris in order to preserve democracy.
That is a very stark choice. And as a Republican, you can feel confident that you're doing what is right for the country by casting your vote for the vice president.
That's Tom Vilsack speaking to Civic Media's Todd Albaugh. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. The principal and assistant principal at Madison's Southside Elementary have been removed from the school. That's according to an email from Superintendent Joe Gothard to families. The email reportedly says Candace Terrell and Annabelle Torres are out of school, quote, until further notice. 24 current and former staffers lodged a lengthy complaint against Terrell and Torres last spring, accusing them of creating a toxic workplace. The district hired a law firm to do a third-party investigation this summer. Dozens of American Red Cross volunteers from Wisconsin are helping with Hurricane Helene relief. Rebecca Rockhill of the Red Cross in Green Bay says they still need more.
You know, unfortunately, with the climate change, we are seeing those numbers of large-scale disasters increase exponentially.
The Red Cross website has more information on volunteering. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
A Badger named Player of the Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Wisconsin Badgers Trek Kekahuna named Big Ten Freshman of the Week. 6 catches and 2 touchdowns against Purdue. Head coach Luke Fickell says running back Tywee Walker looked good as the game wore on.
It gave Tywee an opportunity probably to truly kind of see what he can establish, you know, and even, you know, being physical at that. I think those kinds of guys do gain momentum after taking hits.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Dobbs will be back after meeting with the suspended wide receiver yesterday. Jair Alexander says Dobbs is one of their best receivers.
I always want to go against Dobbs. I mean, dude's freaking really good. I mean, he come in his rookie year not catching a single pass on me, and now he's in contested. We're going up for 50-50 balls now. I mean, he's a pro. You know, he goes about it the right way. He comes in, I mean, he catches 100 balls, just more after practice. His attention to detail is very on point.
That's the Packers' Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 69 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and calm, our low 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 71 on Thursday. Mostly sunny with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I got to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison film critic and CityCast Madison's Rob Thomas and sharing his thoughts on the Joker sequel, the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Trump campaign canceled an interview that they had agreed to participate in this broadcast. What do you make of that?
If he is not going to give your viewers the ability to have a meaningful, thoughtful conversation, question and answer with you, then watch his rallies. You're going to hear conversations that are about himself and all of his personal grievances.
And then Donald Trump, of course, gave his 60 Minutes it. Oh, no, he didn't. Because he's a giant, you know. See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't handle it.
Bark, 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 bark.
Do you think this is actually the biggest story of the campaign when you think about it? Can you even imagine? They say Kamala Harris won 2 interviews when she's in the middle of doing 11 billion of them.
Right.
Local, national, you name it.
Howard Stern this morning.
Yeah, Howard Stern's this morning. The View, I think, is this morning. Colbert's tonight.
Once again, this is unprecedented.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is too big a giant seat to do anything.
He was on with Laura Ingraham last night.
He will only go to friendly venues.
Yep.
He won't debate. He won't do a 60 Minutes interview. And meanwhile, what do we call him? The apricot lard biscuit. That's a new one.
I like that
one. Kind of needed something different.
It's good.
Yeah. A hair twiddler, mango Mussolini. He's on his fat ass on his couch, you know, going, oh, that was the worst interview ever coming to do in 60 Minutes. I'm sorry.
He has time to watch the Kamala Harris interview.
Right. That was the statement from the bassinet again. Poopy diaper, whining. Okay. It's too much. I don't have the lung power for this. By the way, the first segment before the show, can I have my old person music? It's basically you guys explaining how technical things work.
Well,
to old people.
Grandma over here.
I don't get how you get a book on a tape into your phone. It's another app? How do I?
Give me your phone.
No.
Give it.
And we were talking about my landline.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's dying every time it rings.
It's lost the will to live. It's like, why do you still have a landline? How much longer am I going to have to do this? Ring, ring, ring.
Why do you have a landline?
It's part of the... It was here when I got... It's the doorbell. It's the front door. It's how I know someone's at the front door. It goes ring, 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 ring. And Grandma says, hi, who's there?
You can't have a normal doorbell like everyone else?
It's already... That's how it's set up. It's... It's Amazon Prime. I can get a new landline phone.
Yes, you can. a good 10-minute block before the show.
Uh-huh.
No, what? Okay. Anyway, we have... It's Tuesday.
It is.
And we have massive amounts of man meat.
We do.
We have... Wow. Actor Tim Weber.
Stephen Weber.
Stephen Weber. What did I say?
You thought Tim Daly.
Tim Weber?
I was thinking Tim Daly, and I meant... Right.
Stephen Weber.
Weber's been on the show before.
He's been in studio with us.
I know. We love him.
Yes, we love him.
And
absolutely.
Also, wow, Fernando Mondi.
Yeah.
Not just a pollster, the hunkiest pollster. Charlie Pierce, the sandwich, the meat in the middle of the sandwich.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, speaking of man meat, I just have to... You know, of the random things we get given at sexy liberal shows?
Right.
I have to point out all the handsome romantic manses in my life today.
All right.
In addition to Fernando Mondi and Tim and or Stephen Weber.
What year was that?
Okay, so someone came to Durham Sexy Liberal and gave me the hunks of EC Glass... 1986.
What? Oh.
I don't know who this douche with the mullet and the guitar is, but this is my nephew, Paul Fitzgerald.
He hasn't changed.
EC Glass in Lynchburg, Virginia. Class of 86.
He has not changed a bit. How does he do that?
I know. I put this on the wall in his extra bedroom where he stays.
Was he class of 86? No. He's not a year older than me.
I made massive amounts of fun of him. Paul Fitzgerald's a devoted member of the football and wrestling teams, standing at 6 feet. He has a definite advantage playing his favorite recreational sport, basketball, than most of his freshman classmates. Oh, he's a freshman.
Okay.
All right.
A couple years younger.
Paul is 15 years old, and strange as it may seem, he loves to eat mashed potatoes. He thinks the Ferrari's a bad car, and he gets more than a feeling when listening to his favorite music group, Boston.
Feeling.
I texted him like, what a dork. Mashed potatoes and Boston.
Does he still like mashed potatoes?
Yes, he loves them.
Except he'll take your potato out of the oven.
Can someone tell me who brought me this? Is it a fellow EC Glass graduate? That meet and grope was such a zoo.
Phoenix?
Yeah, no, in Durham.
Oh, in Durham, okay.
Anyway, thank you for the hunks of EC Glass. 1986. Also, it happens to be October, and it's Clyde's month in the rescue calendar. Who's a baby? Who's a cover boy? Who's a cover boy?
Now people
can... Who's Mr. October?
Now people can tell there's really nothing behind the eyes.
No. They're also on the cover, remember?
My nephew and... Clyde are very handsome, romantic, and smart.
Well, your nephew has something going on there.
Also, I think people can see my social calendar that I have is one sexy little show and the day I give out flea meds. That's pretty much it. Okay. What?
You have other things on that calendar.
Sort of. Yeah, you have a podcast.
Okay, that's the big day of the month.
You have a podcast that you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Later on this month.
Oh, yes, with Tristan Snell and Joe from Jurors.
Uh-huh.
Okay, very exciting.
See?
I'll get prepared for that now.
You don't have to leave the house for those.
No.
Yes. Much like Donald Trump, I'm running Donald Trump's campaign.
Yeah.
How is he able to get away with this? How is this not the only story that he is obviously so cognitively whatever? Physically, mentally impaired. He can't do anything. They won't let him do anything. Debate, do an actual interview. I mean, it's okay. Do I have to? This is the statement from the...
You don't have to.
Fascinated. First of all, she did great. She was fantastic. This is all he said. Like, he just pretends that, like, there's reviews somewhere.
Right.
The interview in 60 Minutes with Comrade Gamblers is considered by many of those who reviewed it.
What?
Who? It just aired last night. No. The worst interview they've ever seen. She literally had no idea what she was talking about. It was an embarrassment for our country that a major party candidate would be so completely inept. Okay, I can't. I can't even. That's as far as I can get. I can't.
I understand.
I don't have the bandwidth to get through another news cycle of his despicable. Did you see him at the October 7th commemoration? He's playing Village People, doing his double handy J thing, and blaming the Jews again for not voting for him. Of course he made it all about him.
Yeah.
Right?
And Harris mentioned that last night.
She did. That's what we just played.
Yeah.
I heard. I was here. Okay. I'm not that old.
You don't know how to listen to an audiobook, so I had to make sure.
You gotta get a separate app. I don't understand.
Give me the phone. Huh? Give me your phone.
You have tons of apps on your phone. Why are you upset about adding one more?
I don't know. It's a lot.
You could just
it probably already everything's is on her phone. She probably just doesn't know.
You know what? I'm just in a cranky mood. Would you like my hate letter for this morning?
Okay. This ought to be good.
Pull up this guy's ass. Has a pull up. It's a IB writes me all the time. Hi, John.
Good Lord. The rod up that man's butt must have a rod up its butt.
Veganism is about evolving to a higher level of consciousness, respect for animals, and respect for the planet. Oh. Don't give us this pescatarian, Stephanie. Fish are animals, too.
Yes, they are.
Fish are also delicious.
I am, John, you can take my sushi from my cold, dead hands. My cold, dead, fishy-smelling hands.
Fish and steak are delicious.
You
so is
stop,
bacon.
Don't you drag
so
bacon into this.
Bacon
John,
is
right to him.
Wonderful.
Oh, you are
one of the
awful.
Smartest animals on the
yeah,
planet.
Yeah, pigs. You ought to know. Okay.
They're smart and delicious.
That's what Lonnie
stop
says,
it.
Too.
Are you pescatarian, too?
I'm almost off fish.
Okay. Oh, well, John will love you better then.
He's this close to stopping fish.
How's that mercury going? That mercury.
I'm fine.
You think you go through a mercury thing?
Yes. I hate everyone.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
I had mercury
scary.
Poisoning. I'm fine now, aren't I?
Oh.
So how would you know if I'm fine?
We wouldn't.
You were eating sushi like three times a day for
oh yeah,
for
that's
months.
Not good.
No,
that's
I just
good.
I had I'm a lesbian. I had tuna for lunch every day. I wasn't paying attention. Okay, listen. Let's talk about. Seriously, the YMCA and the double handy J.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the thumbs up at Arlington.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's going to do at least three despicable things a day through the election, and we're just going to have.
But his followers are going to cheer him on, and they're going to love him for it all.
So it's in a stupid golf club where, of course, so people can come to him to make it about him.
Yep.
October 7th. Oh, my God.
And maybe buy concessions from him and enriches his...
He reiterated his claim, October 7th would never have happened if I was president. Oh, my God. He went on to talk about what the Middle East would look like in a second Trump term and suggest that those killed on October 7th will be able to say, we sacrificed our lives for something very special, meaning him? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You're letting him get to you.
Okay.
Remember
he said of all those people
is?
That had died, we're going to turn this into something where they can be very proud of what's happened.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. If you're a family member or someone, they can say, we sacrificed our lives for something. Really? For Donald Trump to make Gaza into a parking lot? Okay, I can't. Then he said, this is very specific policy proposals.
Okay.
There has to be unity, there has to be peace, there has to be strength. There's so many qualities, we need every single quality. We're going to bring it all together and we'll have peace in the Middle East.
How?
I doesn't say how, because he won't do any interviews or debates. Just because I will wave my magic Trumpy wand. Oh, my God.
Kamala explained last
those
night.
Those that died are going to be very proud. Oh, my God. They didn't sacrifice,
Last night, Kamala Harris explained how she was going to pay for everything when she was asked.
Yeah.
How come nobody asked Trump how he's going to do the things that he proposed?
Oh, also he said some other Hitler-y things that I didn't even get to.
Yeah, the bad genes.
Right, bad genes coming, you know, eugenics, you know, Hitler-y kind
of. He asked a rabbi if he should sign one of the holy books.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that too, if the rabbi would like him to sign because they want that big, giant, Sharpie Donald Trump signature on the day when all these people died brutally. Okay.
You know how I describe that signature? It's very sharp.
It is.
Do you have it's beginning to look a lot like Hitler? I know it's early in the season. We're only in Mr. October. I forgot about that. Yeah, Joe Scarborough, he said the murderers all have bad genes.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of fascist. Kind of fascist, Joe? Kind of? Now a warning? Yeah, he said, you know, murderer, it's in their genes. We have a lot of bad genes in our country right now. Wow, wow, wow.
We have that.
Wow, the season's coming early. Wow, wow, wow. Ay, ay, ay.
It's beginning to look a lot like Hitler.
Okay.
Everywhere you go.
Okay.
Just look at that.
Okay,
Trump.
Yeah, I can't.
All right.
Okay, yes, this would be the headline. As a Jew, I am alarmed. Trump's October 7th anniversary marks spur shock and outrage. It's literally springtime for Hitler.
It is. It absolutely is.
Shocked faces.
Springtime for Trump and America.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. I'll read what Scott Pelley said at 60 Minutes about Trump's wiener. Something wanted an apology. Something, mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm.
Didn't want
fact checking. Yeah. Something, something. Meow, meow. Okay. Look at this. I've made a mess.
Yeah, what is going on over there?
It's just exploding.
Do you know what's coming up next?
No. Okay, 19 minutes.
Okay, you found it.
Oh, good.
Tim and or Stephen Weber are next.
Tim Daly or Stephen Weber.
Right. Okay, wake Amy Yazbeck up. Let's have a Wings reunion.
Let's have a whole thing.
Let's just do it.
A Wings reunion.
Crystal Bernard, too.
Yes, get her up. Crystal, wake up. 20 minutes.
Tony Shalhoub.
Yes. Tony Shalhoub, yes.
Love him. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kick. You know, this segment was pre-Morning Kick, as you can tell.
You were amped up for this thing.
Yeah, but not in a good way. See, Morning Kick, I get all my supplements there, so it kind of, you know, calms my gut. Like, this could be one of those explosive segments because I haven't had my Morning Kick. It helps your gut. It helps your energy. It helps your overall well-being. Yeah. It's a drink designed to nourish your body, support your gut health, boost your energy, help you feel more youthful. 10 supplements in one in there and a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor.
It's yummy.
It powered me all the way up to the Skirball Center on my bicycle 3.5 hours. Ouch.
And that's at the top of the Santa Monica Mountains.
Yes, indeedy doo doo. What? Okay. Try it. You will love it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, in November, the American people will make a choice. We hope they will make smart choices. There is a smart choice you can make for your phone service, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. And in October, if you use the promo code VOTE50, Credo will donate $50 to Vote.org, who has helped register millions of voters, and you will get $250 off any new smartphone. Wow. It's so easy to switch. You can keep your current phone number. You can even bring a phone you already have to Credo Mobile. Yes, little teeny tiny, you can make a big difference in the world. Learn more at CredoMobile.com right now. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. Don't forget the promo code VOTE50 and Credo will donate $50 to Vote.org. Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive Live Guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
When you lose a Dropbox, you lose votes.
You know, what he is doing here is really eroding confidence in our elections. The darn thing is more secure than a U.S. mailbox. Yeah, I'm going to put this very bluntly.
Yeah.
There are so many cameras in the downtown area. I don't think you could walk down the street and scratch your butt without somebody seeing it.
Oh, well, I'll keep that in mind next time I'm there because I do that a lot.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
I say I'm crazy. I really don't care. That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn.
Donald Trump may be mean. I didn't used to be nasty.
What?
Huh?
Are you kidding?
You know, like, no, your mom didn't say if you don't stop making that face, it's going to stick that way.
No, never.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if it's going to stick. When we get to Camelot, I think I might be nice again, is what I'm saying.
You know, my mom used to say, if you do that, you might make a nice living.
Your mom certainly did.
Your mom made a very nice
Keep living. Making that face.
Please cross your eyes.
You do your cross-eyed thing. See? Look at that. Have they stuck? Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. So far.
They never have.
I'm just saying, I don't know if it's reversible, Donald Trump making me mean, but this has been a lot, Chris. It's been a lot of 8 years. Although you once gave me, such a high compliment. What did you say?
I don't know.
A few months ago, you said you're actually more tolerable now. You're much more tolerable.
You know what?
That was like a love letter from you.
You were mean through Clinton. You were mean through Obama.
No, I was not. Donald Trump made me mean.
I think it's just your natural state.
No, it's not. Could I have the tiniest of violins? He's the whiniest, giant, poopy diaper baby. So Scott Pelley last night in setting up the Harris 60 Minutes interview said, so Trump canceled the interview.
Right.
He had agreed.
Right.
He said the campaign offered shifting explanations. First, it complained we would fact check the interview. We fact checked every story. Later, Trump said he needed an apology for his interview in 2020. Trump claims correspondent Leslie Stahl said in that interview that Hunter Biden's controversial laptop came from Russia. She never said that.
Nope.
Trump has said his opponent doesn't do interviews because she can't handle them. He had previously declined another debate with Harris, so tonight may have been the largest audience for the candidates between now and Election Day. Blah, blah, blah. See? Sorry. I almost blurted that out. I mean, and it's not just him. The whole party is just, oh, my God, please, please, for God's sakes, relegate this ridiculous party to the dustbin of history. Ron DeSantis refused to take Kamala Harris or Joe Biden's phone calls during a natural disaster.
One's on its way again. Another one's on its way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yes.
This one's going to be worse than Helene.
And he accuses her of playing politics. The administration, if it's a responsible one, always calls the governors of states that are or are going to be affected. They're just, oh my God.
And if you can't take the call, you know, return the call when you can. But
they're just gross. They are all in the image of Donald Trump. Yeah, Charlotte Clymer said, Ron DeSantis refused to accept a call from Vice President Harris regarding Hurricane Milton, which is poised to slam into Florida on Wednesday. His staff said he rejected because it's politically motivated. He would, of course, criticize her if she hadn't called. There's no winning.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah, she actually was asked about that. She said, you know, moments of crisis, if nothing else, should really be a moment that anyone who calls themselves a leader says they're going to put politics aside and put the people first. People are in desperate need of support right now and playing political games at this moment in these crisis situations. It's the height of the emergency situation. It's just utterly irresponsible. It's selfish. It's about political gamesmanship instead of the job that you took an oath to do, which is put the people first. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Stephen Weber. Next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $115 million to hook up public libraries and community centers to the internet. 35 communities will benefit from the federal funding. The money is meant to serve disadvantaged populations impacted by the pandemic and who have little to no broadband access. Wisconsin voters can expect to hear more about the future of the U.S. Supreme Court as a presidential campaign issue. 4 of the 9 justices will soon turn 70.
We are trying to make it clear to voters that when you're voting this year, you're not just voting for a president, you're not just voting for Congress, you're also voting for generations of decisions that will impact you, your family, your children, your grandchildren's fundamental rights.
Joe Hines is with the progressive group Stand Up America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. The public library in Beloit is getting a large grant, $3.9 million from the state of Wisconsin Flexible Facilities Program will help with renovations. Governor Evers' office says the grant is in response to the need for high-speed internet to help with things like workforce development, education, and access to health care. Renovations include an upgrade to Wi-Fi 7, classrooms, health monitoring rooms, and computer labs. 2, work and play carrels will let parents work while their young children can safely play nearby. The Wisconsin Book Festival returns to Madison for the 23rd year in a couple of weeks. The festival is a free and public event for authors and book lovers that celebrates books and sparks conversations between readers no matter how old or young. This year, the festival will be Thursday the 17th through Sunday the 20th. There are more than 55 events in all. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 69 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and calm, our low 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 71 on Thursday. Mostly sunny with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time, our friend Luke Mathers, for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, which will include a presidential visit from Joe Biden. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
What you will not hear
if anything, about you, the listener. You will not hear about how he's going to try to bring the country together, find common ground. And Bill, that is why I believe in my soul and heart the American people are ready to turn the page.
Turn the page. Turn the page, man. Just saying. Okay. Oh, by the way, in other substitute of Donald Trump, Alex Cooper, host of Call Her Daddy podcast, reveals Trump was invited to appear on her podcast and declined. MAGA accused Cooper of being biased by having Kamala Harris on. It turns out Trump was just too scared to show up because, that's in today's Donald Trump substitute.
You know, can I say that? Because it's not really a word. Can I just say pussitude? I think I can. You know who is not too chicken to come back on the show despite the fact that he's done it before and he's...
he's been in studio with us.
it's Tim and or Steven Weber. Hi, Steven.
Steven.
It's Steven Weber.
You remember me. I stand yay high and I'm yay wide.
Here's what happened. I misspoke and called you Tim Weber because I think I was trying to meld you and Tim Daly. And then we had to call and wake Amy Yazbek up. And now we're having a Wings reunion, whether you like it or not.
Lube is on its way.
Yeah.
I am a physical amalgam of Tim Daly and myself. And it's a mess down there, let me tell you.
It's like half man, half beast. Good morning, sir.
That's right.
You know what?
Good morning. It's been ages. I love you and miss you.
I love you and miss you. And you know why you are just the hero I've been waiting for? Because my COVID addiction was Grey's Anatomy, and now I've watched it all, and I need a new doctor show, and here you are.
Yes.
Dr. Dean Archer on Chicago Med. One of my favorite cities.
Turn your head and cough, everybody.
One of my favorite cities. One of my favorite fake doctors, Steven Weber. So tell us, this is NBC, just like Wings. So tell us about it.
Well, NBC is a company that.
Not that. Tell us about the show. God, you're such a tough interview.
Well, the show. Okay, so Chicago Med is one of. Three shows that take place in Chicago, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, and Chicago Med, created by the great Dick Wolf, known for his Law & Order franchise. And we shoot here in Chicago. We are in our 10th year, 10th season. And it's just a great series of shows centered in a great city. I play an irascible doctor, a good-looking older gentleman, I would say, but irascible nonetheless. And it's a really good, gritty, cool show to be on. What can I tell you?
I can't wait. I realized that our first bit was out of airplane. I'm like, we have to go to the hospital. What is it? Oh, it's a building where lots of people. Okay.
Yeah.
That was out of airplane, your bit about what NBC is. Okay. So here's the thing, and I thought I could not love you more. I did not realize your dad, Stuart, was a Borscht Belt comic. This is...
left the Borscht Belt.
Well, unfortunately, no. He wasn't a Borscht Belt comic. He managed and handled Borscht Belt comedians.
Oh.
You know, you've probably seen the movie Broadway Danny Rose.
Yes.
A little bit like that. Not as low rent, but perilously close. So... That's the world that I kind of grew up in.
Let me take a moment to say, damn you, Wikipedia! It says Borscht Belt comic and manager.
Worst.
Pardon me.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Worst.
But you were already appearing in TV commercials by elementary school age. Oh, precocious little Steven Weber.
Aw.
What was your first commercial?
I did a Gleam toothpaste commercial. This is the era of the 60-second commercial.
Yeah.
Which people would... pass away, they'd lose their minds if you had to sit through a 60-second commercial now.
Is that, that always had this sound effect? Hang on. When you smiled?
Yeah.
Gleam?
Yeah. Okay. No, Gleam, yes. But I was a little kid, and then I did a couple of other commercials for, I want to say, Log Cabin Pancakes. And But it didn't go to my head. And I went back to school the next day and was promptly beaten up, so everything was fine.
That's because you're yay high. Okay.
And yay wide.
So, you know, we've been talking obviously a lot about politics. Kamala Harris talking about working at McDonald's. So we all got talking about all our crappy jobs. That, you know, she can relate to real people that had to have crappy jobs all our lives in college, etc. You apparently, if Wikipedia has not misled me again, you were a custodian, an elevator operator, and a singing waiter.
I was an elevator operator. I was never a custodian, and I was never a singing waiter. I'm going to have to go into Wikipedia.
Yeah,
you're
going to have to change some stuff.
What is happening? Going on there?
So elevator operator, that sounds complicated. People would be like seven, and then you just...
Oh, it was so complicated. Listen, I never knew my ups from my downs. Yeah. It was at a health club in the 80s, so my salary was I was able to work out.
Yes.
I was a short order cook. I was a short order cook. Mm. I was a dishwasher, which remains my favorite job to this day.
Did you encourage people to take stairs at the health club? I'm just saying. It seems like if it's at a health club, you shouldn't be taking the elevator.
No. I was a young kind of a young, good-looking guy in clingy shorts and T-shirt, saying going up, going down, and
going down sounds
quips,
fun.
But nobody paid attention to me.
Whenever you said going down, did anyone take you up on it? Hey!
Stop it!
Hey!
Definitely Louise Miller!
Wait, I thought this was a morning show. I don't understand.
He is unacquainted with me.
I don't understand. No. Listen, when I was more active politically, and I still am, I guess, then I was, you know, I did your show and called in and listened. But I've had to kind of move on a little bit because the landscape is so treacherous. Yeah. It's so scary now.
Well, right. This is a bad time not to be political, if you don't mind my saying, Stephen Weber. I mean, the end of our democracy might be a good time to wake up, Stephen Weber.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. actually, I'm pretty active on Instagram. I'm crazy lefty, and I often get into fights with, sure, our trolls.
Right.
But I've made my presence known. Look, I'm able to say this to you because this is a safe place.
Yes.
I really don't talk about it that much if I'm doing interviews about my TV show that I'm on. not that I want to piss off Nazis and horrible people out there. I don't care if they watch me or not. But
Stephen Weber doesn't care if he watches show Nazis. Okay, I'm just, you know.
Okay.
All right. Well,
oh,
what?
God, no.
He doesn't want Nazis watching.
You're misunderstanding me.
Listen, this is a safe space. You can show us on the doll where the Trumper touched you, and we will always have room for you.
You touched me in my democratic soul.
All right, you're fancy and important now, and I have to go do other interviews, so I have to let you go, they're telling me. But I love you, Stephen, or Tim.
Well,
I love you.
I do want to say that I love you, and I love your show, and always have, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Please.
We love you. I can't wait to watch your
liberals.
Show.
Yes.
Goodbye, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen.
There we go.
Bye. Thank you.
You never know. Maybe he'll show up for LA Sexy Liberal and add a little more sexy.
He's in Chicago right
worst
now.
Worst
game. He'll come back for it.
He just told
you. Karen, and she's coming to LA Sexy Liberal. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, hi. Hi.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
I wasn't expecting for you to come to me so soon.
Oh.
Yes. I'm ready.
Should I hang up again? I'll put you back on hold, Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm ready. So anyway, what I wanted to say, you were speaking earlier about, you know, hurricane aid. And this weekend, you know, I told you about going to see the play that the Hilarious Gay directed. And before that, we were in Wheaton, Illinois, and you guys, having lived in Chicago for a time, understand that Wheaton, Illinois, has more churches per capita than I think any town in the entire country.
Wow.
And so we were sitting next to this four-top table, two young couples, and I overheard them talking about how they had to find a Christian organization to donate money to help the victims of Helene because they didn't want their money falling into the hands of liberals.
Oh, God.
So it's just, I mean, I had to do everything not to just say, are you guys kidding me?
Yeah.
Like,
can I just
it's
say,
always conditional.
I said yesterday, what do you want to call him, a cancer, a poison? Donald Trump has infected an entire party, and I don't know what exact...
you know, percentage of the population. But I was mentioning DeSantis. I forgot to say, angry staffer tweeting, a second life-threatening storm in as many weeks is barreling towards Florida. The Speaker of the House won't commit to a vote on supplemental aid until after the election. Just like with COVID, the GOP is playing politics with American lives. Yep. Stop voting for Republicans. It's not just Trump.
Absolutely.
It's DeSantis. It's Mike Judge. Can you imagine? He will not hold a vote because that might help Kamala Harris.
Right.
Right? But, yeah, oh, incidentally, well, the people impacted by this next huge hurricane, right?
Yes, exactly right. And I mean, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, look, this has been the Republican playbook for a long time. They appeal, you know, the Trumps of the world, the grifters of the world, and the Republican Party appeal to the people that are willing to be, that want to be lied to, yeah, that love sending their money in to grifters. And then, you know, they talk about how they're the party of, you know, Christian values and family values and all the rest of it. But you know what Jesus, and like, you know, I'm going to go a little Fugelsangian here, but, you know, what Jesus never said was, I'm going to, you know, exact retribution on people, or I'm going to withhold aid, you know, make it conditional. You know, and whereas, you know, you have Kamala Harris picking up the phone and making the call, Joe Biden picking up the phone and making the call, despite the, you know, political party differences.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then, and yet you
and
have
apparently
Trump
is going to just, you know, be in the peanut gallery for the rest of the election, heckling like a loser that he is, right? He can't even get off his couch. He's just going to heckle whatever Kamala Harris does. It's just, ugh. Okay, 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cozy. I have my jammies all picked out for Kansas City.
Oh.
It's, you know what, because I have long sleeve, I have short sleeve, I have long pants, I have short shorts, I have three different colors. It's a thing. It's as much picking out my sexy liberal dress, what my Cozy Earth pajamas are going
to
be.
During the day, it's supposed to be like a high in the low 80s, but at night, it's supposed to be a high in the, or low in the high 50s. So.
You know what your answer is? Cozy Earth.
Okay.
Temperature regulating in any temperature. They've been through Phoenix, Satan, sphincter.
That was hot. It got down to 90.
And they will end in D.C. in January, where I'll be freezing my balls off. Okay, it's the Cozy Earth sheets, Cozy Earth jammies. They are the greatest 100% premium viscose from bamboo. That's what they're made of. They're incredibly soft and breathable. They help you sleep cooler, and they get softer with every wash. Come with a 10-year warranty. I mean, OMG. Come on. What are you waiting for? You know what I told you, the cheap duvet cover I got?
Right.
It's all pilly.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's a pill like me now. It's all pilled. It's a pill in a pilly duvet cover. Then what happened? I got a Cozy Earth duvet cover. Soft. No pilly. No pilly.
Yeah.
Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
In case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening. But the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Text liberal to 511-511. Text liberal to 511-511. Or go to ffrf.org to join the fight. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind us, the birthplace of the Republican Party, executive director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the chill that we all desperately going to need.
Oh.
Between now and the election. CB Distillery.
Yeah.
It's the source we trust for our chill. CB Distillery's targeted formulations made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. I didn't even know you could buy CBD at a gas station until you told me. Don't buy it at a gas station.
No. You don't know where that
okay.
That stuff's been.
No. If you need help with pain after physical activity, sleep, just general overall, you know, calm and chill. CB Distillery, over 2 million customers, solid 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust here at the Stephanie Miller Show. We can get you a 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. Type in the code Stephanie. It's Pete in Wisconsin, everybody. Good morning.
Hey, thank you.
Good morning, Pete.
Pete, you're on the air.
Hey, hold on.
Oh, boy.
Good, buddy. Every morning. How you doing?
Okay, good.
I'm pretty
hungry. Happy Rocktober, everybody.
Happy Rocktober.
Yeah, it's Rocktober.
Happy Rocktober, everybody. So basically what I wanted to do is I wanted to call on, I've been observing something on like the CNNs of the world and all the media. So you have like your Scott Jennings and all the conservative folks who are trying to defend the orange monstrosity right now.
Uh-huh.
And you can tell it's killing them.
Yeah.
You can literally tell, like, they know what they're defending is indefensible, but they're doing it anyways. They are now actively making a choice, and they know it.
Yeah.
And that kind of dovetails into the Susan Collins and the Lisa Murkowskis of the world, because they are actively enabling the orange monstrosity right now by their silence. They have to make a choice, like, in the here and the now, and stand up and, for once and for all, prove that country over party, just like Liz Cheney did.
Yep.
That is what's needed at this point. And the reason my voice is a little sore right now is because I was at that rally yelling my head off, thanking Liz Cheney. And I never in a million years thought I was going to do that.
Yep.
But there I was.
There you were. So, here we are. Strange bedfellows.
Right? But we need more of that. We need, like, I can't Mitt Romney.
Because you know why?
Where are you?
Yeah, exactly. You know why?
Scared.
Because Donald Trump has roofied all of us. Oh, we're going to wake up next to some monsters. The bar scene from Star Wars. We're going to be like, oh, thank God we saved democracy. Ah, get Cheney! Ah!
Then we have to gnaw our arm off.
Yes, so as not to wake him up.
Right.
So you can slip out. Because Donald Trump, he slipped us all in. A fascism roofie. Okay, our friend Naveed Jamali said, yes, a vote for Trump is a vote for Netanyahu. But consider this, fellow Muslims and young people who support peace, not voting is also a vote for Netanyahu. Yep. And he CC'd our friend Dean Obadala, who I know agrees.
Yep.
Yeah, I had missed this one until you mentioned it. Republicans Against Trump said, would you like me to sign this while visiting the gravesite of a rabbi in New York? Trump could be heard asking the rabbi standing next to him if he wants him to sign. That was after the double handy J, the YMCA dance to commemorate October 7th. And then, Trump's comments on the one-year anniversary of Hamas's attack on Israel stunned political onlookers. He put it in the context, of course, of his own reelection campaign. Mm-hmm. He said, I think Israel has to do one thing. They have to get smart about Trump. I did more for Israel than anybody. I did more for the Jewish people than anybody. And it's not reciprocal. Not reciprocal.
What a whiner.
Yep.
Jewish Democratic Council of America said, wow. Trump used October 7th to continue attacking Jewish Americans and Israelis who refused to support him on this day of mourning and deep pain for Jews and Israeli. Trump finds a way to both attack us and make October 7th all about himself, completely disgraceful. Another said, on a day when American Jews should be able to mourn the deadliest day for our people since the Holocaust, Trump is threatening Jews who don't support him and trafficking in Nazi race science. As a Jew, I am alarmed not only for my own people, but for the country and the world. That's why I needed this story, right? Nostradamus pollster.
What?
That's good.
Very good. What's his name? Alan Lichtman, historian who's been right about every
election. Not Nostradamus.
No, not the actual one. Okay. He's called the Nostradamus pollster.
Got it.
We will ask super hot pollster Fernando Mondi about this in a second. But he said an October surprise will not change his prediction that Trump will lose to Kamala Harris because that's what we're all scared of, right? Like, you wouldn't put anything past him.
No.
Historian Alan Lichtman, who has correctly predicted the result of the 9 out of 10 presidential elections. By the way, he wasn't wrong about 2000. Supreme Court stole that one, too.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. He said the October surprise is a myth. He said, I've never changed my prediction in response to an October surprise because the keys, that's what he uses, gauge the big picture of incumbent governance and strength and don't sway by the events of the campaign. His theory around the October surprise was proven right in 2016 when he predicted Trump would win the election, and the Access Hollywood tape didn't have any effect because some people are awful.
Yes.
Okay. He said, not since the American Civil War has anything in the last 30 days changed a call. Does this mean it's impossible? I'm not so arrogant to say, you know, nothing can change in history. He also has said that Tim Walz edged the win over J.D. Vance in last week's presidential debate, which, by the way, you know who else said that? Independents. And that was his whole job, was to win people in the middle. It wasn't to mobilize the debates. Like we wanted more rock'em sock'em robots, but that we're not people that are undecided, you know? So it's not just the favorability that his is 60% and Vance's is 40. It's that nearly 60% of independents said he won the debate, and that's the whole ballgame.
That's nearly 60.
Thank you, Chris. It's almost two-thirds. Listen,
give me your phone.
No!
Yes.
Charlie Pierce.
Put an audible on
Fernando
there right now.
Armandi coming up.
Bye.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Substack blogger Mike McCabe.
And we'll be talking to comedian Paul McCurry about his show, Permission to Speak.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.